The theme of my cross-curricular unit is honoring the victims and survivors of the Holocaust. This 8th grade unit will expose students to three areas of art. 1. The social and storytelling role of art. 2. Sculpture. And 3. Collage. This unit is interdisciplinary in that it ties in poetry, a language arts standard, and the Holocaust, a social studies standard. Therefore, this unit applies and integrates 8th grade standards within three content areas. In social studies, students will be studying the historical event of the Holocaust, including background, history, and social implications. In language arts, the students will be focusing on poetry, how to read, recite, and write their own original poems. They will be reading various firsthand interviews, stories, and poems about real Holocaust victims. For their summative assessment, each student will be writing an original poem about a Holocaust survivor or victim of their choice. In my classroom, visual arts, the students will learn about memorials and how art can tell a story and function as a memory of a person and or an event. After studying examples of memorials made in reaction to the Holocaust, each student will create a sculpture as a memorial honoring their chosen Holocaust victim or survivor. In making their sculpture, they will be learning the technique of body casting in order to recreate a body part symbolic of their Holocaust victim or survivor. They will use the research they have completed for their poems, as well as additional research on the art of the Holocaust, to decorate their sculptures using collage techniques. They will also incorporate the text of their original poem into the final sculpture. The finale of the 10-day unit will be a presentation of the sculptures and poems. An art display will be set up, and students will take turns showing their memorials and reciting their original poems. The art display can be repeated for the school's open house event.